The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, with the cost of living spike continuing, is it the right or the wrong time to ask your employer for more money? And how should you ask for it? Is it advisable maybe to play hardball a bit? If you don't want me, I'll leave.
We are in unprecedented inflationary times, Pat, at the moment. And I say unprecedented, yes. We had, you know, inflation up to 10%, maybe back 40 years ago. But that, you know, most people working today, you know, it's new for them. So it is very difficult for a lot of people at the moment. And obviously their first port of call is they need more money. So is it the time to ask for a pay rise? In my experience, some employers have already addressed this. So some have gone of their own volition. They have offered very high pay increases. They are offering subsidised lunches.
In other words, they headed off the problem at the pass.
Absolutely.
They don't want to lose people, so they've been proactive. But of course, that's a few.
Because they also have retention issues. So that is absolutely going on in the market. But there is an issue then. So if you are not in that category, and in fairness, a lot of companies have not been in a position to do it based on ability to pay. So if you're in a position where that hasn't happened for you, is it the time to approach your employer for a pay rise? Well, I think there's always, you can always ask, but what is really important is...
Give me the money.
Yes.
No.
What is really important is that you do your prep. So before you go in there, whether it's for cost of living or whether it's because you feel it's based on merit, you should absolutely have your research done. So have your research done. You should approach this with an attitude of I deserve a pay rise rather than I need a pay rise. Don't ever go in with, you know, I can't afford the bills, I need more money. That
never bring in your personal circumstances.
Never bring in
I need to change the car. That
exactly.
kind of thing.
Never bring in the emotion. Never bring in, you know, your own personal finances. So you should approach it with a very methodical attitude of you've done good work, you're important for the company, and you deserve this pay rise.
Now, you research the market, I presume. If you have a particular rank or grade that is comparable to another company, find out what they're all paying, so you know whether you're being a bit out of touch in asking for something or whether you are currently being underpaid by market rate.
Yes, you should do research of the market, definitely. And also have a think yourself, because sometimes people need more money, but it's not all about money. And you may decide that, actually, I really love where I'm working. There's great engagement, especially now people are working remotely. Engagement is more important than ever. So they may decide, actually, every other box is ticked. It's fantastic. But the, you know, I want to ask for more money, I deserve more money, but I'm not going to walk because of it.
Now, one of the ideas is to create an awareness in the employer of everything you do. I mean, you have a job and the job spec is there, but you may be one of those people who does far more than the job spec. I mean, you may be the glue that binds the office together. You may be the person who always, and I'm not sure this will count with the employer, who organises the birthday cake when there's a birthday happening. You know, all of the stuff that makes the workplace really nice to be in.
Exactly. And I think that's important. And the more that you can bring some examples of your achievements, of the important role you play in the company, all of that is really important. And one thing to bear in mind then is the employer may not be able to deliver a pay rise at this time because they've come through COVID and not every company has it. But just think before you go in about how you'll react to various outcomes. So they may say yes and you'll go out and absolutely be delighted. They may say no. And is that a red line for you? Do you know? Or there may be a way you can finish where you can bring it around and say, well, look, what can I do? I would like a pay rise. What can I do in the next 6 months to maybe bring this around to a different outcome in 6 months' time?
So if the boss says, no, we can't afford it, or no, if I do that for you, I'll have to do it for 50 other people, da, da, da. But you can actually ask those questions. Well, what would make me merit a pay rise over and above the others if you can't afford to give 50 pay rises? And can we talk about this again six months' time?
So then you've achieved something out of the conversation. It mightn't be the outcome you were hoping for, but, you know, if you have decided that this is a company I want to continue working for, I like it here, it's invaluable to know, to get positive feedback and know what can I do to bring this, you know, because you will want a pay rise in 6 months' time if it's not coming now. So to what can I do, some you know, specific examples of what you might be able to do to bring this around down the line.
Sometimes when people are unhappy, they cease to function as they did. In other words, they're on a go slow, and I'm using that term broadly. But there can be many ways in which someone just stops doing, maybe going the extra mile. They just stop doing it. And that may be noticeable to your employer. And here you are going in looking for a raise and your employer has noticed that your performance has fallen off a bit?
Well, that will, any employer, I suppose, if they see that you're going in on the back foot in that scenario, and that's never advisable. I did hear you, one of your contributors, speaking about quietly quitting recently. So that would be a very bad base to be going in off. And in that scenario, look, employers are struggling with retention of good staff. So if you are, you know, they're not going to, if you are doing a good job and they value you and you have a value to the company, they will do all they can to retain you. And even if they can't pay you that level now, they will probably at least do something. They can offer you to work more, even more flexibly. They can offer, you know, some sort of subsidised. They can send you on courses. A lot of employers have employee retention strategies, and payroll is really just one part of that. So they might tell you, look, I can't give you this, but there is a promotion coming in 6 months' time, and I'm delighted you've come to me because now, you know, everyone's working towards that.
Yeah. They might, I presume, give you more time off because you've worked long hours. We'll give you time in lieu, which a lot of people in certain companies, they just don't do. There is no overtime. You work all the hours that God sends, and they say thank you very much, but don't pay you. And an employer might be able to say, well, by the way, that Saturday I worked, can I have a day for that? That kind of thing.
They could do time off in lieu, because a lot of companies, you have busy times and you have quieter times. And actually, since COVID, I think a lot of people are valuing time off even more so. So I think if there is, I think the essence of this is, if you're well prepared going in and you present a good case, even if the employer can't meet you or can't meet you in the middle, they will do what they can to offer you something to keep you there.
Yeah.
And there's a range of options available now. It's not all about payroll.
Now, you said at the very beginning that you don't bring your personal circumstances in making your case. You talk about, you know, your qualities, your work, the market for your talents and all of that. Your tone, what should your tone be going in?
Well, nobody should be backing anybody into a corner. So unless you are literally saying, unless I get this pay rise, I am walking out the door after this meeting, which most people will not be feeling, you should go in there, and it's all about, you know, both sides being flexible. And it should be, you know, you're voicing your opinion, but there has to be a middle ground, and there shouldn't be a tone of making demands or ultimatums to anybody, because I don't think the outcome of that is ever good. And sometimes that can be hard to recover from, and you leave yourself a little bit vulnerable as you walk out the door.
So it's, you've got to walk that tightrope between being utterly submissive and being overbearing, you know, and presumptive.
Yes. And, you know, you can't be a pushover. You have to go in with your facts and all your ducks lined up. So you have to lay it out, but at the same time, leave room for an outcome that you're not, you know, that not the desired outcome, but maybe to come back to it. You always want to leave room to revisit this, and both sides leaving the meeting feeling
because
that was okay.
You know, we're in an employee's market still in this economy, and the employer doesn't want to lose you, maybe. And they know that, well, two things. If you say we'll fund a course, you might be training the employee for their next job outside the company. But if you want to keep them, you've got to do something for them, haven't you? If you're an employer who values that employee, even if the cash is not there.
I think most employers see that they have to do something. It's hard to say no. It's like anybody asks you for anything. A flat no often doesn't go down well. So I think a lot of employers are looking at what they can do. Look, even, you know, a lot of employers are looking at 3 o'clock finish on a Friday or a day off before, you know, a long bank holiday weekend. People have been looking for employees to come back into the office. Just keeping a bit of flexibility on that, because the price of diesel is really, and petrol is really, hurting people. So I think there's a whole range of options that you can, maybe allowing them, you know, work on something that they had been asking to work on that will help their promotion opportunities.
Jane, would you say there's more equality now between employers and employees in these kind of negotiations than there used to be?
I think so. I mean, employers are pressed because there is a massive retention issue. So you have a good employee, they will do everything they can to hold on to that employee. And then you have employers are pushed because they've come through COVID and they have their own huge cost of working crisis going on. And then employees are pushed for money. So I think it'll come down to, if employers want to hold on to the talent that they have, there has to be, they have to be open to talks about overall compensation. And if they're an ability, if they have the ability to make that part of payroll, all the better. But employees should be aware that inflation is due to come down next year, by the way, to from like nearly 10% this year to they're talking about a drop maybe down to 5 or 4% next year. So this is a temporary, and sometimes there is the tax-free voucher which can be used. There might be just a one-off payment that will just get people through this difficult gap. And, you know, and employees do need that. And then next year, it'll be a different market again, hopefully.
Well, Jane, thank you very much for all of that wisdom. I'm sure a lot of people are listening in. And your website is parttime.ie.
Yes.
Because there are two Janes in the business.
There are, as
it turns out. Jane Downs of parttime.ie. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.